The organizational meeting of the Dozier Task Force started off very cordial as members introduced themselves, starting with Stephen Britt.
It has been a difficult few months, but I'm sure that we can come together as one cohesive group.
Because of a new state law, Britt, along with the rest of the task force, are charged with two things: create a memorial and determine its location. Some families have claimed the remains of boys who died and were buried on the Dozier grounds in Mariana. The memorial is for the unclaimed ones. It's believed they died due to alleged abuse. An excavation started a few years ago allowed Britt and his family to be DNA matched with the remains of his late uncle Robert Stevens last year.
Imagine a 14-year-old boy walking into a room with his aunts crying because their brother, who they remember was 15 the last time they saw him. I never knew I had an uncle that was murdered up here.
Task Force members can present their own memorial ideas at the next and final meeting, but it's the location that drew the most concern. After speaking to people in his community, Jackson County Commissioner Eric Hill said he believes the memorial should be in a more prominent location.
Maybe the University of South Florida or someone south of here where the population is greater, that it might serve the recognition of the individuals that were here and went through this would be better served in a larger location.
But that angered Britt.
I'm the only one on this task force that have lost a loved one over at that facility. And for Jackson County to even insinuate that they want to move it out of their county when your ancestors performed some of the most diabolical sadomasochistic acts known to man here? What are you afraid of?
But Jerry Cooper, a former ward of the Dozier School, says he, like Hill, wants the memorial at another location. Calling it hell, Cooper says he was sent there as a teenager for running away a third time from an abusive home. Pointing to how long it took for the state to recognize that there were remains buried on the Dozier grounds, he didn't feel a memorial would suffice in that area.
Now, why would we want, as White House boys, to have these kids reinterred on that property when they weren't taken care of in the first place?
The White House Boys, which Cooper leads, is a group of former boys who say they suffered physical or sexual abuse or both in a building on the property labeled the White House, which he and others want destroyed. But like Britt, NAACP Tallahassee branch president Dale Landry wanted the memorial at the Dozier site.
My biggest fear is this, that once you let it go, then it'll be forgotten. It has to be in that same site.
He suggested the church on the property as a possible memorial site, but Cooper disagreed.
Part of a report that's been done in the last few months that the FDLE opened up another investigation involving sex abuse in the Mariana School for Boys. Some of that sex abuse went on in that church. Can I change your mind?
They couldn't come to an agreement on that, and with at least two others in favor of another location, Landry called the makeup of the task force, quote, stacked, and almost left the meeting. But deciding against it, he said he'll stick it out until the very end.
The foolishness that I've seen as we've gone down this trail, that really bothers me. By virtue of the fact of the private clandestine meetings and the things of this nature, it's very clear when I got in here, we saw the setup. You know, this was already predetermined. I'm hoping we can change minds before. And I hope the public will come out and be there on August the 19th to speak out, because we need them to make sure everybody here gets the message that this is wrong.
But what brought all parties together was the unique perspective of Rhonda Dykes. She's the relative of two staffers who were killed in a 1914 dorm fire, killing at least eight other students as well.
My great-great-grandfather's name was Reuben Bennett Evans, Jr., and his son was Charles Evans. Accounts of the fire have described them as heroes as they tried to save the lives of the students in the burning dorm. The fire was so intense that when the fire victims' remains were buried, they were commingled in seven small wooden boxes and buried.
When they exhumed the remains on the property, University of South Florida researchers said they knew fire victims were included and some were identified. But Dyke says her family long ago actually paid for a burial on the Dozier grounds. Calling the unclaimed remains for the Dozier children a separate issue, she added her family just wants the remains of her ancestors back for a reburial and maybe even a commemoration ceremony.
The purpose of the exhumations was to determine the causes of death of each individual. Yet there has never been a dispute of the causes of death of the fire victims. Our ancestors' remains never should have been exhumed, as it was known they were fire victims and their general burial location has always been well known for over 100 years.
Dozier Task Force members say they'll first have to go through the proper channels to make that happen, since they're unsure if that falls under their purview, but all agreed they'd work with Dykes and her family to make that happen. Meanwhile, examples of the memorial proposals must first be sent to the Florida Department of State by Thursday. Then at the final August 19th meeting, recommendations will be discussed and there will be public comment before they go to the state legislature. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.